All right. Well, Michael, thank you so much for joining me here on CJWE and Windspeaker to talk about Music Day in Canada. Now, before we get into the meat and potatoes of the events around the country, tell us a bit about yourself and how you got Music Day in Canada started with Lemon.
So I'm the executive director of the Lemon Foundation. The Lemon Foundation is a not-for-profit organization. We're very much focused on raising the standard of how people are treated and supported across arts and culture in the industry. We do a lot of partnerships, helping out artists, crew, and industry professionals. One of the things that are very much close to our heart is obviously music. Jessica Lemon, who is the Lemon in the Lemon Foundation, has a very long history in music. And so one of the things that we've always wanted to do is give opportunities for artists as much as we possibly could. And we had a program called the Lemon Stage, which has been running for a couple of years. And we just thought, how can we have the most amount of impact that we possibly can right away across Canada? And so that's where the genesis of Music Day in Canada came from.
That's incredible. The Lemon Foundation is so important and so well respected across the country. So this is so cool. So Music Day in Canada is on September 27th, and it's a nationwide celebration of Canadian music. So tell us a bit more about, you know, how did this day get started and how the reception has been ever since you started it?
Well, it is officially, as of the 27th, this will be our second year. Last year, we did a similar event right away across the country, and it was really, really well received, especially nowadays when I think it's tougher and tougher for emerging artists to have opportunities to play, or even not just emerging artists in general. And so our process was, how can we have impact for all of those artists, but really, how can we make them part of a community? And how can they have a community which they can reach out to, where they can ask questions, where they can get mentorship, where they can get education? And so that was the vehicle for what we wanted to do, is like, how can we put this together and make sure that we have a flagship which allows everybody to engage at the same time and share their stories right away across the country.
For sure. So it is one night, one country, of course, yep. And 11 yep. events. And all the artists that are going to be on these stages, they're emerging artists, they're top Canadian rising stars. You got some special guests. Yep. So when you were looking at the artists to play on this day at these venues, how did that process go?
So there's a couple of different ways we partner right away across the country. For example, in Alberta, we partnered with Alberta Music. We partnered with the Alberta Country Collective. A lot of the artists, we put out a general submission on all of our networks saying, hey, we're doing Music Day in Canada again, please submit. We do have criteria. Obviously, we want to make sure that the artists have the most amount of benefit that they can from playing on stage. We call it Lemon Stage Ready, which is basically, you know, are you at a place where this experience would benefit you? And then we also talk to as many people across the country and go, you know, who are the artists that maybe we haven't heard of, or maybe the local community hasn't heard of, who are coming and up and they just need that one small push in order to be able to be seen by industry, by agents, by managers, by anyone. And so those are generally our criteria that we use in order to be able to select everyone. But it's very much locally driven. We try to make sure that the artists in every single city are local artists. So you're in Calgary, they're Calgary artists. You're in Edmonton, they're Edmonton artists. We, you know, obviously want to make sure that the community that is supporting people is the community that is local.
That's incredible. So here in Calgary, you are going to be at the Whiskey Rose for Music Day in Canada. So tell us a bit about the artists that are going to be playing there, and what would you like people to take away from this event and to take away from the artists performing?
We've got three artists. We've got Kylie Austin, Ashley Law, and Chase Morgan. So anybody who knows all of them is it's country specific, and obviously the Whiskey Rose is amazing venue and bar, which very much lends to the country aesthetic. Olivia Rose will be our host, and I think that the biggest thing that I'd love to give everybody the opportunity to enjoy with this is we have incredible young up-and-coming talent in Canada that doesn't need to go anywhere else in order to be successful. The biggest thing is that, you know, I think there is this feeling that in order to make it big, you need to go to the US or you need to go somewhere else. And we have an incredible ecosystem within Canada that supports artists. We just need to support these artists as they're coming up and as they're learning their craft and they're learning their trade and give them all the support that they can, but also just enjoy. I think, let's be honest, it's dark times at the moment, I would say. I think I'm not wrong saying that. And nope. So I think that, you know, a little bit of music, a little bit of happiness, reconnecting with friends, making new friends, music is a perfect backdrop to create that environment.
And this is a perfect opportunity to foster live music and live audiences and these really great up-and-coming, you know, Canadian superstars. We know they're going to be superstars, and you are definitely not wrong when you say we are in a bit of a dark time right now, because we are seeing so many different venues either close down or stop their music programs or not allow certain artists to play for whatever reason, you know, but you guys are allowing these artists to be on stage, and I love that so much with this setting specifically and in these very popular locations around the city. So let's talk about Edmonton now. So same question, tell us who's playing and what you would like everyone to experience there, and how do these artists really encompass Edmonton and their music scene?
Edmonton, we're at the Black Bar Tavern. We have Forsaken Riot, Ocean Under Stars, and Daniel Martin and the Infamous. So it's a all rock show. I think I will say this just generally in terms of our process right the way across the country. Mm-hmm. We've been really lucky with being able to push artists who may not necessarily have had the opportunity, genre specific, to get to get onto the stage, or maybe they just, you know, promoters are not booking that specific genre. So in Edmonton, it was really fun because we got Alberta Music was incredibly helpful with pointing us in the direction of a couple of incredible young and up and coming artists, all in the rock space. And so being able to put together a showcase that was very much focused on the rock side of things was very exciting. But also, I think it's tougher now to be a full band and be a rock band. And so to be able to give everybody just a little bit of a push and give them a little bit of a platform to be able to be seen across the country and be part of a national campaign is something that really excites me. And also, I would say that, you know, it's going to be a rocking night. And so I, again, similar to Calgary and similar to every single show across the country, I just want people to turn up and enjoy themselves and maybe just lose themselves in some music, and then also discover some artists which maybe they follow for the rest of their lives. You know, those moments when you walk into a place and you discover an artist and you're like, oh my goodness, I have all the hairs standing up on the back of my neck and I'm going to follow these talents for the rest of their lives because they give me something, they make me happy. I think that's the true nature of discovery, and I think that's what's really, really exciting about the program right the way across the country.
For sure. And these venues and these artists are still so intimate that even people can talk to these artists and get to know them better and, you know, find out where they can see them next. It's very interactive in a sense too, because they are such great venues for that and such great artists for that. So before I ask you the last question here, I got to ask, where is your favorite music venue in Canada?
I have to be honest, I have a love of smaller, intimate venues because I some of the most incredible shows that I've seen. I would say I'm a little biased, but my favorite is the Commodore in Vancouver. I love it. It's a very, very nice small space. It feels like it could be when you're on the floor there, it could be a 200 person room, like you feel like you're that close up. So for me, I think the more intimate the space, the more amazing it is, because then you can almost feel like you're the only artist in the entire place. But there's so many amazing venues across the country. I think that it's always more about the artist that you discover in that place versus the venue that you actually are associated with. The experiences I've had in some of these venues, I just remember that moment when I was there and went, oh my goodness, this is an incredible artist. I'm going to remember the environment, but the artist was what stand out the most.
Definitely. So I know everyone's going to want to jump on this and see all these shows on September 27th. So where can everybody get more information about you guys, the shows and the performers, and the prizes that are coming soon?
Absolutely. So if you go to musicdayincanada.ca, basically a list of every single one of the venues, so you can check out, even if maybe you're on a trip and you're heading to Antigonish or you're heading out to Winnipeg, we're partnered with Breakout West there, is you have an opportunity to book tickets to any of the shows that are over there. We've got some really fun, exciting prizes that will be at every single one of the shows. Please make sure that you come out. Also, follow us on Instagram and on Facebook, Music Day in Canada, and the Lemon Stage and the Lemon Foundation.
Perfect. Michael, thank you so much for your time today. I really, really appreciate it. Everyone's going to be so excited for September 27th now. Is there anything else you want to mention or talk about?
No, I think the biggest thing is hopefully we get to see as many people out there coming out and enjoying music. We have incredible, incredible partners as well that have been supporting us right the way through. People are supporting this, and I just really hope that we can get as many people out just to support these artists. I think that's the most important thing, is that let's support live music in Canada, and let's make sure that these artists feel supported so they can continue creating the amazing music that they do.